Today's program has been brought to you by Tabard Inn, new American cuisine in one of Washington, D.C.'s oldest hotels, located in DuPont Circle. For more information, visit tabardinn.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news. 50 years ago, on July 2, 1964, the Civil Rights Act was passed to combat discrimination, protect people of color from racist oppression under the Jim Crow laws, and further protect the 14th Amendment. It's hard to believe that such extreme segregation existed in this country a mere 50 years ago. Nicole Taylor, who hosted 162 episodes of Hot Grease from 2009 to 2013 on Heritage Radio Network, is producing a documentary with support from the Southern Foodways Alliance, remembering how the civil rights movement played out in Athens, Georgia, specifically through the story of the Varsity protests. The Varsity is a fast food style restaurant that opened in Athens, Georgia in 1962. At the time, the restaurant served African Americans, but only at a walk-up window. They were not allowed to enter the restaurant, though plenty of African Americans worked there and served customers. In 1964, Native Athenians protested the Varsity and its ways of segregation, which led to counter-protesting by the KKK. This was an enormous moment in the history of not only Athens, Georgia, but the civil rights movement at large. We sat down with Nicole Taylor, who told us a bit about the process of making this documentary and why we still have a long way to go when it comes to civil rights.
This is an occasion to lift up what happened 50 years ago, but I do this work all year round and it's ingrained in who I am. So the idea came from, I have a great friend who lives in Atlanta. She's a filmmaker and a director. And I had no real intention of doing a video project. Her name is Gabrielle Fulton Ponder. So I sent her this call that Southern Foodway Alliance put out for one of their greenhouse projects saying, hey, you should do a film. And she replied back, let's do something together. She actually was born in Athens, but raised in Atlanta. And we basically brainstorm about 10 ideas. And I say, hey, wait, I have this idea. I have a cousin that I've always heard that, you know, she protested at the Varsity, and I knew a little bit about, you know, the protest there. I was like, maybe we should do that. So I called my cousin up on the phone, and she was like, oh, she hadn't talked about it in literally 50 years. And that was it. We submitted our proposal to SFA. They had dozens of proposals, and bam, they were like, let's do it. The film is called If We So Choose. They chose the Varsity not because they were dying to eat there, but they chose the Varsity so generations could have jobs, not necessarily at the Varsity, but anywhere. So it was really a symbolic thing. It wasn't really about the Varsity. We want to get the Varsity. It was symbolic of what they wanted for Athens, you know, in terms of where to eat, where to shop, where to work, where they want to go to school. The folks that are in the film, they were courageous. And then if you look at their lives afterwards, all of them are still in their 60s. They really spent a whole lifetime unintentionally being courageous. And I desire to have the courage, that just a little bit of the courage they have to really stand up for something, to really stand up for something, because this is what happens. And I've seen it with my own self. When you stand up for something, people, they put you in a box, and you may stay in that box. And you have to learn how to be in that box or create your own box and get out of that box. And that's okay, because at the end of the day, just like the folks in the film, they lived for something. You know, they had some real principles, you know? People are afraid to have a conversation. This is a very hard conversation to have. People don't know how to have a conversation, but you have to have this conversation. And I think when you have the conversation, you know, colleagues, my food colleagues, will feel more comfortable, you know, in inclusion. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, right now, as you know, there's a big buzz in terms of women not being talked about or included in certain things around food. But when we can come, I think, as individuals from the food world, from the creative world, and really have a serious conversation about race, we can heal some of these things that we see that's missing. So that's the current state. I think people are afraid to have conversations, and we need to have them. There's no reason why in New York City that I should go to a food event and you don't have one black person on the event speaking, I don't get that. So what I do, I don't go. I don't tweet about it. I don't talk about it. I don't support it, because that's unexcusable for people not to have. And I'm not saying invite me, but there are tons of people who are black that should be invited to be on panels at food events. So we can start with that, to deliberately have more than one or two people. I think you have to infuse it and force it into your culture, as hard as it may be. And you have to use a checkbox.
Learn more about Nicole Taylor's work at foodculturist.com and search for Hot Grease on heritageradionetwork.org to hear archived episodes of her radio shows. Take a moment today to think about how far we've come when it comes to civil rights and how far we still have to go. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Jack Inslee.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.